said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping? Whom are you looking for?" Supposing him to be the gardener, she said to him, "Sir, if you have carried him away, tell me where you have laid him, and I will take him away." Jesus said to her, "Mary." She turned and said to him in Hebrew, "Rabboni," which means teacher. "I speak to you this day in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen." Please be seated. Christ is risen from the dead, death has been defeated, and we are all offered new life in Christ because of the work that our Lord did on the cross this day. Today is Easter Day, where God has vindicated his Son and raised him from the dead, where there is a new world order, where death is no longer the last word, where we are all offered new life in Jesus Christ our Lord. All four Gospels in the Bible, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, offer an account of the resurrection. And today, on this Easter, we hear St. John's version of events. Holy Week is a bit of a roller coaster. We start off with our Lord entering into Jerusalem as a king with shouts of praise, but we then quickly move to his Last Supper, his betrayal, trial, and then he is nailed to a cross and left to die. His body is laid in the tomb by his followers, and all seems to be lost. Imagine what the disciples feel at that moment. The man whom they have followed around for the last 3 or 4 years of their life, the man that they left everything behind to follow, is dead. All hope is lost. What are they to do now? Their whole lives' work appears to be over in an instant. They probably think of themselves as quite foolish. The one who said over and over again that he had come to save them, that he had come to bring a new kingdom, is now dead. He is wrapped in a cloth. He is laid in a tomb. It is over. We leave the church on Good Friday and our accounts of Jesus' life, with him being placed in the tomb and a stone is rolled in front of it to seal it. But that is not the end. We hear today in John's Gospel that very early in the morning on the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene, one of his faithful followers, comes to the tomb very early on Sunday morning. It is still dark. She wants no one to see her. But when she arrives, she sees something amazing. The stone in front of the tomb has been rolled away. She immediately goes and tells Peter and the disciple that Jesus loves that the stone is gone, that Jesus' body is gone from the tomb. The two disciples race to the tomb as fast as they can. They go in and see the burial linens, but no body. Jesus is gone. The two disciples, John tells us, having lost all hope at that point, go away. They go home. Not only has the man whom they followed, the one who they thought would change the whole world, died, his body is now missing. There is no reason left for any hope at all. But Mary Magdalene, the woman that still had enough faith to go 3 days later after Jesus' death to anoint his body, remains at the tomb. She is there at the tomb weeping, and she looks in one last time. But this time, something is different. She sees two angels. She asks them, "Where have they taken Jesus' body?" But at this very moment, she turns around and sees who she thinks is the gardener, but it is Jesus. And she asks him, "Where have you taken Jesus' body? Tell me, and I will take him away." Jesus says to her, "What are you looking for?" And then he speaks her name. He says, "Mary." And it is at this moment, when Jesus speaks her name, that she realizes that she is not speaking to the gardener, but the resurrected Jesus, our Lord. After having a brief exchange with Jesus, Mary Magdalene returns to the disciples and exclaims to them that she has indeed seen the Lord. She is the first to proclaim the good news that Jesus has been raised from the dead. What sets St. John's account of the bodily resurrection of Jesus apart from the other gospel writers is the focus on Mary Magdalene and the scene of Jesus and Mary in the garden. To more fully understand what is going on here and what John is trying to tell us about the resurrected Jesus, we should first ask the question, who is this Mary Magdalene? this very faithful follower of Jesus and the first person to see the risen Christ. Popular culture throughout history has depicted Mary Magdalene as a prostitute that Jesus encountered in his ministry and saved. Although history has remembered her in this way as a fallen woman, the biblical texts tell us a different story. St. Luke and St. Mark and their gospel simply tell us that Mary was a woman who was possessed by demons. Regardless of Mary's history, in all the gospels, she is a woman who is saved by Jesus and comes to have great faith in him. She is at the crucifixion, and as we see in the Gospel of John, she is the first to witness the resurrection. She is the first one to see Jesus bodily raised from the dead after his death. Whether Mary Magdalene was a prostitute or a possessed woman does not matter. All we need to know is that she was a broken woman in some way who found wholeness and healing in Jesus Christ. But when we find her in the garden, she is even more broken because Jesus, the one in whom she had found wholeness, is now dead. Mary is feeling so sorrowful in the garden because Jesus was the only person or thing that she had ever encountered in her life that brought her wholeness, healing, and peace. Now that was all gone, so she thought. Mary is in the garden, totally distraught, and she sees Jesus, whom she believes to be the gardener, and he says to her, "Who are you looking for?" She is looking for Jesus. She is looking for God, and it is only when Jesus says her name, Mary, that she finds him. She knows that she has found Jesus when he says her name. This reminds us of another famous story from John's Gospel. In John chapter 10, Jesus says, "I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for his sheep. I know my sheep, and my sheep know me." Jesus is the good shepherd, and he knows that Mary is one of his sheep. He calls her by name, and only then does she realize that it is Jesus, her Lord, her Savior, who is speaking to her. "The sheep know the shepherd when they are called by name," Jesus tells us. Mary not recognizing Jesus in the garden shows us that something has changed this day. Jesus has been raised. He is not the same as he was in his earthly life. Something is different. It is something new. It is the risen Lord. We should also note something else about Mary. She goes to the tomb in the dark early that morning seeking something. She is seeking Jesus, and it is important to note that she finds what she is seeking. She finds what she is looking for. So what does this all have to do with us sitting here in this church some 2,000 years later, after Jesus has been risen from the dead? The resurrected Jesus says to Mary and says to each and every single one of us at certain points in our lives, "Who are you looking for?" Perhaps we are broken. Perhaps we have faced hardship. Perhaps we need healing and wholeness as Mary Magdalene did. The resurrected Jesus says to each one of us, "Who are you looking for?" And if we are truly seeking, we will find him, just as Mary did. He too will call us by our name and offer us that very same intimate relationship that he had with Mary Magdalene, that relationship that offers true healing and true wholeness in our lives. Mary is an example for us all. The Bible tells us that we are broken, that we are all broken in some way, and it is Jesus and only Jesus, the resurrected Jesus, who will call us by name and offers us wholeness and healing, a new way to be with him and the Father. So the question I ask you this Easter day about your life is the very same question Jesus asked of Mary. Who are you looking for? Our society is full of very broken people looking for something. And the message of Easter, the message of the church, is that the resurrected Jesus is that answer. The good shepherd Jesus is also looking for us and will call us by name and knows each and every single one of us intimately. So I ask you the question again, who are you looking for? Mary found what she was looking for, the resurrected Jesus. She does not keep it to herself. She leaves that place and goes and tells the others. Christ is risen from the dead. She proclaims the resurrected Jesus. She proclaims the gospel of new life. The Easter community, the church, are those of us who believed that they have found, like Mary, wholeness and healing in the one they were looking for, Jesus. Today and in the weeks to come, we have baptisms and confirmations taking place in our church. Each of these individuals, through these sacraments, is offered that gospel of new life that was offered to Mary and to all who look for the risen Lord. Easter changes everything. Jesus, in his work on the cross, defeats death and all the brokenness of this world and all the brokenness of our lives, and through his death, he offers us a new way, a new life in his eternal kingdom. All we must do is respond to the Good Shepherd who lays down his life for the sheep, calling our names. Easter is for every single man, woman, and child who are looking for something or someone, and Easter is the answer to that question. So I will ask of your life one more time, just as Jesus asks of Mary, who are you looking for? Jesus says in the Gospels, ask and it will be given you, search and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened for you. For everyone who asks receives, and everyone who searches finds. And for everyone who knocks, the door will be opened. Amen.